Spirit of holiness, wisdom and faithfulness.
A group of us were working towards what became the hymn book Hymns for Today's Church in 1982. Our chairman was Michael Bourne, who later became Bishop of Chester, but he steered the whole thing through, and he was very keen when we came to the Holy Spirit as a subject of our hymns. So many hymns and songs say, "Come, Holy Spirit." Nothing wrong with that, but he said, "Can we have some which celebrate the fact that God's Spirit has come?" So this is my response, especially in the last verse. "You came, now we welcome your company. In his name you have come."
Spirit of holiness, wisdom and faithfulness.
Wind of the Lord, blowing strongly and free.
Strength of our serving.
And joy of our worshipping.
Spirit of God, bring your fullness to me. You came to interpret and teach us effectively all that the Saviour has spoken and done. To glorify Jesus is all your activity, promise and gift of the Father and Son.
You came with your gifts to supply all our poverty, pouring your love on the church in her need. You came with your fruit for our growth to maturity, richly refreshing the souls that you feed.
You came to the world in its pride and futility, warning of dangers, directing us home. Now with us and in us, we welcome your company. Spirit of Christ, in his name you have come.
Spirit of holiness, wisdom and faithfulness, wind of the Lord, blowing strongly and free, strength of our serving and joy of our worshipping, Spirit of God, bring your fullness to me.
In the original Bible languages, Hebrew and Greek, the same word comes for breath, wind and spirit, with a capital S or a small s. And the idea of the Spirit as a wind, rushing mighty wind at Pentecost, well, that led me to think about a lovely song popularized by Kathleen Ferrier. 1949, she sang "Blow the Wind Southerly." It's an old folk tune, but she made it popular as an unaccompanied solo, and that led me to the tune that I've used for these words. And this soon became one of the most requested of all my hymns I've written.
Came to interpret and teach us effectively.